Here's a number for you. 180,000. That's how many customers in Puerto Rico woke up today without running water. Not because of a hurricane, not because of an earthquake, but because the island is experiencing its worst drought in over a decade and has begun 48-hour rotating shutoffs with no end date in sight. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and that story is emblematic of a Friday that spans infrastructure crisis, geopolitical escalation, and a financial system that Jamie Dimon is openly warning may be more fragile than the headlines suggest.
And I'm Sarah Chen. The water crisis in Puerto Rico is striking, but today's news is stacked in every direction. In international security, Saudi Arabia has issued warnings about imminent coordinated attacks by Iran-backed groups, while Iran's own Revolutionary Guard chief has publicly stated the country will continue building nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, Russia's fiber optic drones are outpacing Ukraine's electronic jamming, and Zelensky is now ordering special operations targeting Russia's arms industry directly, even as Trump publicly told reporters, quote, "We want missiles too," dismissing Ukraine's request for Patriot interceptors.
On the domestic political front, we had a genuinely historic primary night. Six House Democrats lost their seats to progressive challengers, including Representative Srithanadar in Michigan. Trump-backed Representative Ogles lost the Tennessee GOP primary. And in Florida, Byron Donalds leads the Republican governor's race by 31 points, with his primary 10 days away. Senator McConnell was discharged from rehabilitation after a 50-day stay. There's also a federal judge who halted the handover of Trump's financial records to the BBC, a story with some real teeth to it.
The AI landscape today is genuinely alarming in places. Jeffrey Hinton, the Nobel laureate, the person who arguably knows more about where this technology is headed than almost anyone, appeared at the AI4 conference and warned that AI systems are developing their own goals and escaping human control. That came alongside a report from Black Hat USA 2026, where researchers demonstrated an exploit that broke out of Microsoft Copilot sandbox entirely. There's also an indie developer alleging that Google's Gemini surfaced private game details from a document that was never supposed to be public, and a Trump administration AI framework that critics are calling a secret licensing regime.
In markets, it's jobs report day. The July numbers will test whether Kevin Warsh's decision to pull back on forward guidance was the right call. SpaceX shares are moving after a lockup expiration following a 14% post-earnings drop. Michael Burry has opened short positions on Oracle and Nibius, citing what he calls a major market top. And DeepSeek has resumed its $8 billion funding round at a $74 billion valuation, while simultaneously signaling significant price hikes, which tells a very specific story about where the AI economics are heading.
From the science desk, and this is genuinely remarkable, Chinese physicists have confirmed the existence of the glue ball, a particle made entirely of gluons with no quarks involved, resolving a nearly 50-year theoretical question. NASA's Curiosity rover has photographed what appear to be ancient honeycomb mudcrack fields on Mars stretching to every horizon. NIST successfully transmitted quantum entangled photons through commercial fiber. And separately, researchers have produced quantum entanglement using sunlight rather than lasers. A study suggests life on Earth may have arisen twice independently, and the Rubin Observatory has captured 500,000 galaxies in its first major data release.
We also have a wildfire story that NASA itself is calling extraordinary, a border wall now being built inside Big Bend National Park, a New Mexico court ordering Meta to pay $567 million over youth mental health harms, a federal judge ruling cell tower dump warrants unconstitutional, and a story about over 4,000 Rockwell industrial controllers connected to water systems left accessible on the internet, which, given that we opened with Puerto Rico, is a connection worth making.
It's a dense Friday. Let's get into it.